So let's just relax and breathe. A lot of breathing goes on in the vortex. I seem to breathe a lot more when I'm in the vortex, at least consciously. Just basking in the beauty of this day. The warm sunshine outside, the coolness of the air in here, the pleasantness of this meeting room, particularly now that Tom turned down the lights. Just breathing and knowing that there's nowhere else we need to be, nothing else we need to be doing. Just right here, right now, conscious of our breathing. Moving into ease. I see us floating on an ocean in a bubble. A very strong, secure bubble, but a bubble nonetheless. Iridescent and beautiful. It carries us all easily. It's a very spacious bubble. Well furnished and comfortable. Just floating on an ocean of ease, a very peaceful ocean. And the bubble allows the light to come in during the day, but it's cool inside, very pleasant temperature, and allows us to see the stars at night. And so you can lay back and watch the meteor showers and the magic of the universe, the wonders. And the bubble acts as a telescope. So it's almost easy to see the birth stars and the amazing nebula and celestial bodies of all kinds, moons and rings around planets. It's as though the sky comes right into the living room, and it feels like you could just reach up and touch the stars. They're so close. This is a magical bubble floating on the ocean of love. Everything around is supportive, expansive, and incredibly beautiful. The water is gorgeous. And underneath us, the bubble that we're floating in on the ocean of love acts like a glass-bottom boat. So the wonders of the ocean are available to us as well. And we see dolphins and whales. It's amazing when the whales are singing because you can feel the vibration underneath you in the bubble as well. It's like the whale song just moves through your body, fine-tuning the energies, getting tuned up. It's an incredible benefit to health to float in a bubble and listen to the whales sing, because those whale songs are tuned to the vibration of love, the vibration of Source. The whales are appreciative, and it's like being bathed in the vibration of appreciation. Traveling in this bubble is such a gift. We have a remarkable opportunity today to experience life on the ocean of love more consciously. Easy, graceful, rich and full. Traveling on the ocean of love in a bubble. And now our bubble finds its place and is homing in for us into shore. Very calmly, gently, our bubble moves into shore, beaches itself. We don't even have to get our feet wet. and we can open the door into the island of heaven on earth. This is a remarkable place of amazing beauty and wondrous manifestation. It's a place where we can totally relax. There's all kinds of places right here on the beach. There's cabanas and umbrellas, cabana boys and girls and waiters and wait people of all kinds who will provide us with anything we want to make our playing on the beach easy and fun. But there's so much beyond the beach here. This is a magnificent resort. It contains any experience we'd like to have. Anything we want to do, any place we want to go. It's an easy, comfortable place. But to make it even easier and more comfortable, we're greeted on the beach by trusted friends. So as you just stand on the beach and breathe deeply that wonderful, fresh, clean ocean air, you'll see walking toward you a trusted friend. Could be a friend who's currently a physical friend, someone that you see every day. Or it could be someone that you haven't seen in 5 or 10 years or 30. Could be someone who's actually on the other side of the veil right now, who's already made their transition into non-physical. In heaven on earth, everybody's here. So we can encounter a trusted friend from any period of our life. Or it can even be your trusted friend that's your inner being. But someone comes to greet you. And you're glad to see them. It feels so good to have a guide who knows the ropes, who's here to tell you all of the secrets and set you off on an adventure that you can enjoy yourself or with company. So take a moment and decide what you want to do first. Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to go for a swim and hang out on the beach? Do you want to order a margarita or a snack? Do you want to just look at the ocean or go snorkeling or take out a sailboat or grab a kayak? Take a few moments to play on the beach, talk to your friend, and I'll be back in a few minutes to give you more options and opportunities in heaven on earth. You may notice that in this place it's seems like the tension just drains out of your body. You feel calm and relaxed. It's like there's a newfound ease to your movements. There's an energy that comes into us just breathing the air. It's a healing energy of peace and joy. The beauty just surrounds you, and your body feels better than it has in a very long time. There's a freshness, a strength, flexibility that leaves you feeling radiant and youthful and excited to be here. As this energy flows through us, you may find that it changes the way you even see yourself. All of a sudden, you feel confident and empowered, grounded and centered. And you feel the beauty that's radiating from you more deeply than usual. You begin to recognize who you really are. And let your light shine brighter than before. It's like you've come to the perfect setting for the diamond that is you. And more of your facets begin to shine. And more of your infinite, eternal qualities, intelligence, creativity, joy, energy, wholeness, come to the fore so that you feel more full of yourself than usual. You may even find that you laugh easier and that you have a strong desire to romp and play and explore. And so your friend now takes you to an absolutely beautiful path. It's like it was cut through the jungle, and it's flowers all around, like walking down a shady lane of flowers. Every color, the incredible scents. It's just so comfortable here. It's shady in the sun, so it's cool, but there's a dappled pattern coming in through the leaves. And this dappled pattern almost feels like it's reprogramming your brain to follow paths of least resistance into good feeling places. As you walk down this path, you find it easier and easier to be optimistic, to feel inspired, to feel adventuresome and joyful as you explore this place. And there's an exquisite little bridge ahead that goes across a little stream. There's a beautiful animal right by the bridge. And you have an opportunity to encounter this animal. Maybe a familiar one, a domestic animal, or it may be a wild animal that's come to honor your passing. It's a benign experience, whichever it is, and there's great love here from this animal for you. So take a moment and visit with this little one, or big one. Perhaps they even have a message for you. As you walk over the bridge, you see a sign that says concierge this way. And the concierge in heaven on earth is like the universal manager. Anything you ask her, she can provide. Things, experiences, relationships, feelings, states of being, health. All things are possible with this person. You only have to ask. And as you come up to the desk, she invites you to sit down and makes yourself comfortable. Asks you if you'd like something cool to drink, or if there's anything else she can get for you right now while you have this conversation about the things you'd like to experience in this now moment. You don't have to ask for your whole vacation in heaven on earth. You can just ask for this time, this 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour. She's always available 24/7, 365. So there's any time you change your mind and want something else, that's always available to you. Not only willing to take your request, she's willing to brainstorm with you about some of the things you might want and offer some wilder suggestions than things you might come up with yourself. So it's worth cultivating a relationship with this one. She expands my mind on a regular basis. One of her favorite questions is, how good are you willing to feel? So whatever the adventure or activity or experience you've asked for, it's being lined up right now. So let me give you a little while to enjoy it. And then I'll call you back so we can begin the Abraham meeting. Fortunately, heaven on earth is always as close as your mind, and so you can always come back to this place and more conversations with a concierge, more opportunities to romp and play. But for right now, we need to return to this room. So I suggest you stretch your back and move your fingers and toes and wiggle your nose. Remember what it's like to have a physical body on planet Earth.